From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tony Cox, in for Tavis Smiley. At least 1,000 and counting. Hidden behind that tragic figure are the faces of individual men, women, and children who have perished in Haiti in recent days, the victims of massive flooding that followed in the wake of Tropical Storm Jean. In addition, more than 1,000 people are still missing and presumed buried beneath the water that cascaded down Haiti's naked hillsides, which have long been stripped of trees and other natural barriers to the heavy Caribbean rain. Entire areas in the northern cities of Gonaive and Port-au-Prince now lie beneath blankets of mud. UN peacekeepers have begun burying the dead, and relief workers are working overtime to care for the living. One of those workers is Yves Laurent Régis, Assistant Mission Development Director for the relief organization CARE. He joins me now by telephone from Port-au-Prince, Haiti's capital. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
From the ground where you are at the moment, would you describe the extent of the devastation for us, please?
Actually, in Gonaive, we have flooding from the Hurricane Jean and is significantly affected Gonaive and the northwest of Haiti, resulting in more than 700 deaths, massive loss of livestock, destruction of at least 5,000 homes, and widespread crop failure.
We are getting reports that the number of dead could go as high as 2,000, possibly. Can you explain perhaps why there's such a wide discrepancy in the numbers that we're getting in terms of who actually has died so far?
At this moment, people from the civil protection, they report some more than 800 deaths on the ground. But also, they are looking for more than 1,000 people that they cannot find the corpse, or they are reported from their family that they are not recognizable or they are at home.
Talk about how the international community is responding to the disaster. Has it been quick enough? Is it enough help? What are you seeing?
The response was very quick, as helicopters from the United Nations were able to do a survey of the area almost a few hours after people from the area reported the flood. And until now, the coordination is being set in place, but a massive response is being done from several partners. Still some lack of organization between people in Gonaive and Port-au-Prince, due to poor road conditions. It's a road normally you can do in around 5 hours. Now you are spending more than 8 hours. There's a lot of water, and some trucks are blocking the road because of the problem. 13 trucks sent by World Food Program, only 10 could make it to Gonaive.
Yves Laurent Régis is Assistant Mission Development Director for the relief organization CARE. He joined us by telephone from Port-au-Prince, Haiti's capital. Sir, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony.
Next to the humanitarian efforts in this country, joining me now by phone from New York is Gary Pierre Pierre, editor of the Haitian Times. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony.
The two cities with the largest concentrations of Haitians in this country are Miami and New York. How is this catastrophe affecting Haitians here in this country, and what are you trying to do from New York?
Well, it has affected us pretty dearly. I mean, Gonaive is the cradle of Haiti's independence. We have a great deal of people from Gonaive in New York, in Miami, as you mentioned. And what we've been doing the last, since Monday morning when we heard what happened, is just really getting city officials and the private sector to really rally and help us. We've been collecting goods, food, clothing, and water. The governor of New York has agreed to help provide transportation for the goods to Haiti. And the same thing, by the way, is being done in Miami. The city has opened up fire stations in certain neighborhoods where the goods can be dropped off. It's been a tremendous effort. We've just came from another disaster not too long ago. We had another flood in the same area. So it's been pretty hard on us. I mean, we've been going from one crisis to another. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this country, it's a great country, and people really rally around crisis. The output of support has been tremendous.
You mentioned one crisis after another. Certainly that's been the case in Haiti. Many haven't gotten over the country's recent civil conflicts, as a matter of fact. Does the rift between pro-government forces and followers of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, does that affect the humanitarian situation there?
Not really. I think when you have this such disaster of biblical proportion, I mean, people have to come together. This is one thing that if we can't unite on this, I mean, we're doomed. But I'm happy to say it hasn't been the case. We pull together people from the north, from the south of the country, from the west. It's all about Haiti right now and helping it getting over this problem, and the civil problem will be dealt with, I suppose, in due time. But right now, it's all about getting help fast. Also, to the Caribbean has been battered pretty badly: Grenada, Jamaica, Dominican Republic. So there were already some efforts being done to help that area. Now it's just been added. Haiti has been added to that list.
It seems as if Haiti is particularly susceptible to this kind of devastation. And what will happen in the next hurricane? I'm thinking now about the lack of trees and the island's terrain, and how the current government and people might be able to restore the forestation to try to give them some protection next time around.
Well, I don't think Haiti can withstand a hurricane. Remember, Tony, this was a tropical storm. It was not even a hurricane, and it created so much damage. The problem of deforestation in Haiti goes back at least five decades. It's been a steady decline of cutting down trees for charcoal for consumption. What we've been talking about for quite some time now, we've been the Haitian Times, asking the various governments to really make this a priority. We've mentioned that they should get some sort of alternative fuel because the charcoal is not helping the country at all. It's destroying the ecology. And I believe that if this is not dealt with, there won't be any country left in Haiti. I mean, Haiti will be like a thing of the past because it really is worse than we can even talk about. You have to see it to believe it. I go to Haiti once every few months. And every time I go, it seems that the place is getting worse with the deforestation. And also, you have random construction of houses up in these mountains, and they're just building roads. The infrastructure there is completely gone.
Gary Pierre-Pierre, editor of the Haitian Times, he joined us from New York. Gary, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony.